Ninth parak of Avavasar, ninth mission. Nofo baisalov al ishtoy. Now we have another case where the house collapsed on him and his wife. Yosha baloimrim isha meser ishayna. His Yoshim saying that the wife died first. Vachakach meser bal. The male doesn't have to pay off the ksufa. Yosha isha. The woman has Yoshim that are, very often they happen to be the same. The Yoshim of the father and the mother are the same people, but here she had children from another marriage. So they say Meis Bal Rish Vachar Meis Isha, and Mela, they're entitled to at least a portion of the Ksufa. Vishamayim Rechlokyu, once again, since she has a shtar, she's considered Losuk, and they split it. Vishalayim Nechazim Becheskosim. Here is a little complicated. Nechazim Becheskosim, what's Nechazim Becheskosim? There are different types of nechosim that are born to the marriage. So one is called tzorin barzel, which means the husband takes full responsibility over these nechosim as long as they're in his hands. If the marriage is terminated by death or divorce, he has to pay the full value of them back, even if they're not around anymore. So those ones are the cheskosim. The Gemara says, be'etzem, since they did belong to the wife, but the husband took full achrayis over them, it's considered that they're equally bursuk and they split it. So becheskos means it's becheskos shneim. Ksuva. The ksuva means the amount of money written in ksuva, that's becheskos yoshev ba'al. That's a choiv that he owes to other people that remains, that we saw before previously, choivus are in the chazaka of the husband. So the wife would not be able, the wife's yoshev would not be able to collect their part of the ksuva. Chasim nechtasim yosim ima, which is nechsei melug, which property that remain not under his responsibility, just as long as they're married, he has the right to eat the fruit of the land. That's becheskes yoshe. That's in the and that remains in the chazaka of her family, because that's in her nechosim.